487.
Poxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, September 19, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a ton of text messages asking for the PAGS video and the sign. Vote Republican. You know why. I will continue to get those to you during the break. Randy, I'm not going to make that comment. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not really sure if it's federal, then the Hatch Act laws apply. I'm not really sure what you're talking about. So, again, I will get you the PAGS video. We'll get this to you guys as soon as possible, probably at the next break. We're going to get Ian Murphy's take on this on Tuesday. Because what they're basically saying is that 610,000 people wanted fair wages and signed a ballot petition back in the day. What the Republican-controlled House and Senate did at the time was they adopted the proposal, and then in the same legislative session, they amended it. Well, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that they couldn't do that, or they shouldn't have done it. But then the Michigan Supreme Court went even further, and they came out with their numbers as to what they thought was the right amount of money. On a graduated basis, minimum wages had to be increased for these tip workers. Now, the person that was pushing the One Fair Wage ballot initiative basically was applying to all workers across the state of Michigan. One Fair Wage, a national organization calling for minimum wage increases, laid 610 pink plastic aprons on the Capitol steps. One apron for every 1,000 signatures Michiganders signed on their petitions to implement a $15 minimum wage in the state of Michigan. Eric Lloyd, director of public relations at Harbor Strategic, tweeted the images of the aprons, comparing it to the crowd of roughly 200 to 300 people who showed up at the Save My Tips rally. Okay, let's back the bus up a little bit on this, Eric. You held the rally yesterday on the Capitol steps in Lansing during the day, when people have to work. Most of the tip workers, waitresses, waiters, were busy at work serving their local communities. I didn't even hear about this event until yesterday morning when Mike Farage texted it to me. It got no promotion on the radio, as far as I know. It got no promotion in social media. these people just put together an event, a rally, and a couple of hundred people showed up. Evidently, these people had the day off or got permission from their restaurant owners to go and be part of the rally. It doesn't reflect the will of the people in any way, shape, or form. One of the state representatives, a friend who's been on the show a couple of times, Angela Regas, she's a former beautician. She cut hair for a living. She'd go into the salon, open up her station, start cutting hair, dyeing hair, doing all the things a beautician does. The house recommended a set fee for a haircut. She said, I always made more than what they were charging for the haircut. My tips paid me more than the minimum wage I was getting. Angela said, even though she wasn't planning to speak, she was so motivated by the people that were there. She told the audience, call Speaker Joe Tate. Flood his voicemail. Flood his email. Send him a letter in snail mail. He must call the legislature back to session and address this issue. Another attendee, Brandon Brooks, who's been in the hospitality industry for almost 40 years, said the legislators have the power to save the hospitality industry here in the state of Michigan. Come February, we will be watching. We will be sharing and we will be voting. Choose wisely if you want to keep your jobs by helping us save ours in the hospitality industry here in Michigan. Here's the problem, folks. And this isn't just restaurants. This is going to be small businesses as well. Many small businesses who need a body to basically do a job. You don't need experience. We'll train you. We need you to stock our shelves. I'm gonna pick one particular possible business situation. A small family-owned hardware store. They need their stocks, their shelves stocked with the items they order to replenish the inventory. So they order the items. They come in bulk, usually on pallets, in boxes. They need a young person to open the boxes and put the products on the shelf. Barcodes are on everything now. We all have the barcode readers. We know all about that. We don't have to use the old, you know, price tags anymore. So what best way to keep track of your inventory, keep track of your sales, be able to keep things in an orderly fashion when it comes to ordering your replacement products. Now they're going to have to pay somebody $15 an hour to stock the shelves. Right now, they're starting out, young people, $10, $11, $12 an hour. No experience, no resume. Young person in junior high or high school. They need to hire somebody. Well, the kids who don't want to work at McDonald's, they don't want to work at Subway, they don't want to make pizzas, they'd rather work at a hardware store. Maybe learn something about the hardware business. Fewer jobs are going to be available, folks. And this is going to happen across the board everywhere. And instead of catering to the unions, it's time the Democrats actually do something for the people. And if they don't, I'm going to tell you something right now. This is going to affect their ability to keep their majority in the House in this year's election. I think this is an issue that the Republicans will bring up to people, they will absolutely, absolutely get them to understand what the Democrats have done, what the Democrat-controlled Michigan Supreme Court has done. This could affect how people even vote for Michigan Supreme Court justices. You have to understand that this process could affect the elections on November 5th. So we have to make that decision. We have to move forward. And in the voting issue coming up, people need to understand why the Republicans in the House and the Senate want to change these laws before they go into effect in February. Now, here's the point. And this could be possibly a saving grace. The Republicans make this a loud enough issue. Joe Tate, the Democrat Speaker of the House, he calls them back in the session. They sit down and negotiate a deal. It might not please the unions, but it could get them votes. And that's what they're all worried about. The Democrats, of course, want to maintain the majority in the House. They have the Senate majority right now until 2026. We will be electing a new governor that year in the midterm. And if this is not changed, restaurants start closing, small businesses start closing, this will definitely be a Republican issue in 2026 midterm election. Republicans are going to blame the Democrats, which they should. They own this. This could have major, major impacts this November 5th in the House and the governor's race in 26. Changing the Senate and the House back to Republican control. Just connecting the dots, looking at what's going to happen. If 20% of our restaurants close and the Democrats are to be blamed for it, people will change their votes on November 5th. Any Democrats running for re-election in the House, you're probably going to lose your seat. So you got a decision to make. The clock is ticking. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of our sponsors, Tim of PatriotsRelief.com, the CBD product company, has put together a website following our lead on the cards that you guys have ordered that we've shipped out to you. Harold, Stacy, John, they're going out today. We had an issue with the cards, and we had to repackage them with the post office. So we will be getting those out for you. Tim Roberts, again, the owner of Patriots Relief, has put together a website, thinkthenvote.com. All one word, thinkthenvote.com. If you'd like me to text you the link, just text me think. Text me think. I'll send you the link. You can share it. Basically, taking the card and putting it onto a website. When you go to thinkthenvote.com, the website pulls up, basically takes a short little poll to know basically who you are. Are you a registered voter? Yes or no? Are you better off today than you were 5 years ago? Yes or no? Then, how would you describe your political affiliation? Click on that. Democrat, Independent, Republican, I would rather not answer. No problem. Once you submit it, then it goes to the questionnaire. And it very simply says, are you satisfied with high gasoline and diesel fuel prices, costs and security concerns caused by our open and unprotected borders, inflation in the economy, surging crime rates in most of our American cities, forced EV electric vehicle mandates, rising food and consumer prices? woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges. Challenges to the loss of parental rights, which will negatively affect our children. Increasing drug-related deaths. Rising interest and mortgage rates. Attacks on our Second Amendment rights. These are not Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and are concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, 2024, talk about these issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. Think, then vote. Paid for by the concerned citizens of the United States. Excellent. Good website. Good job, Tim Roberts. We're going to talk about it with him on tomorrow's show. We now have a website, thinkthenvote.com. So again, if you'd like me to share this link with you, just text me, think. One of the things I think we're looking at, people are starting to wake up. I pray and hope they are. Because if they do get the message before the absentee ballots go out next week, the 9 days of early voting, November 5th, this could be too big to rig. People informed, engaged, educated, getting to the ballot box and voting. I think the message is becoming loud and clear. It's all about the economy. It's all about the future. Are you happy where we're at today? Are we going in the right direction or are we going in the wrong direction? That's what you have to get out to people. Because the bottom line, if we don't get this message out, God help us. And this is going to be our fault. You have to understand, this is going to be our fault if we don't do this. One of the things we have to do is make sure that people are engaged, excited about this election, and want to participate. And if you get this video out there, you get this website, Think Then Vote, out there, if you get people to understand, because you get the text from us, we forward it to you, you forward it to your contacts, maybe they share it. And the nice thing about the PAGS video, it's only 2 minutes and 42 seconds long. It's not like you're having to sit there and watch an hour and a half podcast or a blog. So get this information out. ThinkThenVote.com. I'm going to send it to somebody here right now, then I'll copy this to others. Think, then vote. Think, then vote. Not vite, vote. Fat thumbs. There we go. Okay, Miss P, you got it. That's it for hour number two. We've got a guest coming on in the next half hour. We're going to make you healthier. And we're going to help you fix your concrete floors once and for all. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before starting.